From NPR News, it's Day to Day. And then there was one. Today, the spotlight shines on Morgan Stanley, one of two independent investment banks still remaining on Wall Street. There are rumors today of a possible merger with North Carolina-based Wachovia Bank. Morgan Stanley's stock fell 24% yesterday. It's now worth about half of what it was a month ago. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. And Janet, according to some of the latest reports, Wachovia isn't the only name being tossed around right now in regards to a Morgan Stanley merger, right?
That's right. Morgan Stanley apparently is looking to merge with someone, anyone who can get it some cash right now. Wachovia would be one place to get that, but there are also other places. And there are reports that Wachovia, or rather Morgan Stanley, is looking to a Chinese government investment fund or a possible deal with Singapore Investment, according to the Associated Press. So a lot of other options are on the table, apparently, for Morgan Stanley right now.
And what about Wachovia? What are the chances that they would agree to a Morgan Stanley merger?
This is kind of an odd deal, according to many of the people I've spoken to. And many say it's a deal that likely won't get done. And the reason is because it would create tremendous strain on Wachovia's balance sheet. Wachovia, as a retail and commercial bank, has had a lot of exposure to bad mortgage debt from adjustable rate mortgages and elsewhere. And Morgan Stanley has toxic assets as well. So if you look at the two balance sheets, some say the numbers are just not going to add up. But the reason the deal looks so good to Morgan Stanley is because, as we know, commercial banks have bank deposits and they're covered by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC. Campbell Harvey spoke to me about this today. He's a professor of finance at Duke University. And he says if Morgan Stanley were to merge with Wachovia, it would be able to access some of that depositor cash and the FDIC guarantee.
Once you merge the investment bank with the commercial bank, and given the protection that the FDIC provides for the depositors, it makes these firms too big to fail. And I believe that's the game that they're really playing.
So this merger could get the government behind Morgan Stanley if anything were to happen, like it did with Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns.
Janet, if they can't work out this deal, what would happen to both of these companies?
Well, Wachovia as a commercial bank would eventually be okay and bounce back, according to analyst Richard Beauvais at Ladenburg Thalmann. It's had a major push recently to add depositors. But as for Morgan Stanley, Beauvais says it's got to be scrambling right now.
They've got to get a stable source of funding. They've got to convince the markets that they can fund themselves and that their assets have true value.
So Beauvais says if this model of investment banking is going to survive, Alex, it's going to need a new funding model.
Thanks so much, Janet. That is Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace.